We're going to talk some college basketball. We are joined right now by the head coach at San Diego State. Third season as Aztecs head coach. He led San Diego State to the Mountain West Tournament title back in 2018. One of five undefeated teams in the country right now. San Diego State, for all of their success, is 10-0 for the first time in nine seasons. They're number 24 in the coaches poll. San Diego Christian is going up against San Diego State Wednesday. Brian Dutcher is my guest. Brian, good to have you on. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's a pleasure.
You too, Brian. Thanks so much. Now, if we were to go back to Sunday, let me start right there because you had a game against San Jose State, and they were knocking down one shot after another. Late in the game, they took a three-point lead with over a minute to go. Some of the shots, Brian, they were making were just crazy. What was going through your mind at that point?
Well, there was one sequence, Jim, where we got it inside, we missed the reverse layup, and then we had a point-blank tip-in, and we missed that. And I'm thinking to myself, this might be it. Boy, we cannot get the ball to go in. And then, to our credit, we managed to get a stop at the very end. And Malachi Flynn had a magical shot, almost a March Madness type of a shot, to win the game for us from three-point range.
All right, so for those who missed it, Brian Dutcher, my guest. For those who missed it, Brian, that shot by Malachi Flynn, he had been 2-for-12 at that point. He hits that fallaway three over three defenders, less than a second to go. What does it say about him that he's not having the best shooting game ever, and yet he still not only is not afraid to take that shot, but he knocks it in cold-blooded?
Not only did he take it, I didn't draw a play up for him, and he still went and got the ball and made it anyway. So he kind of said, Coach, I should have the ball, and he went and found it and made the shot. But he's a guy that's supremely confident, Jim. He wants that shot. He doesn't worry much about what's happened before then. And he will be the guy probably for most of the year, if we end up in that situation, that will find a way to get that shot.
Well, Brian Dutcher joining us. It was an amazing shot. Now, your home arena has become one of the toughest places to play over the years. But what was the noise like in that building when that shot went down and you finished that game off?
It was incredible. And we've led the state of California in attendance for 10 straight years. So we're used to big crowds, and now that we're on the win streak, we've got the building full again, and it was magical. Our crowd is fantastic, led by the show, our student section. And when that shot went in, the building got deafening.
Brian, the team is now 10-0, as I mentioned, for the first time in 9 years. You're ranked once again. I know there's a lot of basketball left, so you're not about to party right now. But how pleased are you with the start of the season?
It's been very gratifying. We decided, like Texas Tech a year ago, to stay older. So we added 2 fifth-year transfers to the starting lineup. We only have one freshman on scholarship. So we have a maturity and experience about us that has allowed us to get off to a good start this year.
Brian, you mentioned Texas Tech. You know, I went a few months back to Texas Tech, and I sat down with Chris Beard, and I spent a day with him, and we had an interview. And I'm knowing him a little bit, we kind of go way back, but I am absolutely awed by what he has done there as quickly as he's done it. Is somebody in the profession, on the outside looking in, what are your impressions of Beard and what he's accomplished already at Tech?
He's a great coach, and we played him here a number of years ago when he was at Arkansas Little Rock, I believe, and he came in here and beat us in our building when we had a good team, and he's just a great coach. He knows how to control tempo. He knows how to get a team better as the year goes on, and hats off to Chris. I was really happy that they went ahead and got that win over Louisville, and he's got a young team back on track.
All right, so we're only 10 games in, but you've already come from down 9 at BYU, down 16 at Iowa, or against Iowa, I should say, and now this clutch win over San Jose State. So what's it tell you about the grit and the toughness of your team?
We're definitely a tough team, and that's something you don't know. You practice, you think you're going to be a good team, and until you're in those situations, you really don't know, Jim. And so our ability to fight back from deficits, to find a way to stay together and come out on the winning end, speaks volumes for the quality of this team. And so when we get down, we're not panicked. We know it's a long game, and the guys seem to stay focused and not point fingers, not want to play hero ball. They stay with what we're trying to do and have found a way to come out on the winning side of them.
Brian Dutcher, my guest. Brian, how much of that, sorry to interrupt, how much of that, though, is about guys that have been in the program for a while and understand the culture and the expectations?
Yeah, with college basketball, Jim, you know, it's always a mix of transfers and then program guys. So guys like Jordan Shackle and Matt Mitchell, Nathan Mensah, guys that have been in our program 2 and 3 years, provide great leadership. And then we add guys like Malachi Flynn from Washington State, K.J. Fagan, who was a first-team All-WCC player from Santa Clara, and Yanni Wetzel from Vanderbilt. So it's a mix this day and age. Rarely do you just have all program guys. You mix guys that are part of your culture that have been here 3-4 years, with guys that are leaving situations where they feel it's better for them to win and to be successful, to come to your program. So it's always a mix, and that's the fine line with coaching, is try to put it all together.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Easier said than done, right? I understand what the goal is, but how do you go about putting that all together and having all these different types mesh?
You want to find guys that are leaving for the right reason. You don't want to take someone else's problems. And so we have a guy like Malachi who averaged 16 a game at Washington State but wanted to win more. We have K.J. Fagan who averaged 18 a game at Santa Clara, first-team All-WCC, that just felt, as a fifth-year senior, he wanted an opportunity to try to win at a higher level. And so when they come here, Jim, they have to sacrifice part of their games because they're playing with other good players, and these guys have been willing to do that, sacrifice part of who they are in order to win basketball games.
We are talking to Brian Dutcher. Now, Brian, every coach I talk to, literally every coach in every sport, and I always mention this, talks about culture and then trust. And trust is a big part of culture. They come hand in hand. How valuable is that on the court, trust?
It's everything. You know, there's not a guy that plays basketball that can't create his own shot this day and age. But the key is, can you create a shot for someone else? And so offensively, all we really talk about, Jim, is sharing the ball. You know, get two defenders on you, play like they do in the NBA where it's the elite of the elite. Whenever they have two on the ball, they find the open man. And trust that your teammate's going to make that shot if you get it for him. And so that's always the emphasis as we move on. Share the ball, play the right way, and then guard at a high level.
So, Brian, do the guys all understand this inherently, or do you sometimes have to push back against, yeah, but coach, I can't share my way to the next level? How do you respond to that? How do you deal with that?
We just, you know, we try to show them what they're doing in the NBA. Hey, this is how they play. This is how you're going to be expected to play when you get there. So if you're good enough, this is the level you have to aspire to. So you're not going to be that guy if you get up there that they put the ball in your hands and tell you to score right away. You're going to have to coexist with other great players and play the right way. So why not do it now? Why not show them you're capable of that? And that's the message we deliver.
We're talking to San Diego State head basketball coach Brian Dutcher. Brian, you and my guy Eric Musselman used to go up against each other when he was at Nevada until he left for Arkansas. I bring this up because there's this story that the two of you had not spent much time together until a Nike coach's weekend a couple of years back in Santa Barbara. Mus said, quote, "I think coach's sons always have a mutual understanding, a mutual respect," end of quote. I mean, to me, Mus is one of those just ultimate basketball lifers. He's like, he's given everything he has to the sport. What was it like when the two of you guys got together?
It was great. You know, Eric's dad, Bill Musselman, was the head coach at the University of Minnesota. And then my father, Jim Dutcher, took over for him at the University of Minnesota. So not only were we both coaches' sons, but both our fathers led the University of Minnesota basketball program. So we had a connection, and even though I knew of Eric, I didn't get to spend a lot of quality time with him. Until the Nike trip. And obviously Eric's mother still lives in San Diego. He gets back to San Diego. And so he's proven what kind of coach he is, having success at Nevada and now having the same success at Arkansas.
Now, as long as we're talking about some of my favorite guys, I've got to ask you about Steve Fisher, who you coached with for a long time. What did you learn from your time with him?
I always say Steve Fisher's greatest quality, in a world of talkers, he was a great listener. He can sit there. He had an ability to let everyone speak their mind, to listen, not try to talk over people, get the best out of everybody, and then come up with a formula for what he felt would help the program in San Diego State. And so having worked with Steve for 10 years at Michigan and then 18, 19 years here at San Diego State was a real blessing.
So what about that, Brian? For instance, after the way you and Steve built that program, you could have had opportunities, I'm sure had opportunities, to go elsewhere. But when you were named head coach, you talked about how important it was to take over something that you helped build instead of taking over a program that somebody else built. Why was that so special?
Coaching's a hard business. We all know that. And so I always approached it like it was a marathon instead of a sprint. I wasn't looking to go take a job as good as I thought I could be, that would be hard to win at, and then all of a sudden be out of the business in 2 or 3 years. And so I helped build San Diego State with Steve. I felt like this was the best program in the Mountain West and that it would be worth waiting to take this one over. And I was very fortunate that San Diego State felt that way, that they wanted to give me this opportunity. And now I want to do the best to keep the program at the level it's been at.
So what about that, Brian? Finally, when you look at where the program was when you and Steve first arrived and where it is right now, you're 10-0. The expectation is an NCAA tournament appearance and more every single year. How much pride then do you have as to where that bar stands now?
Yeah, once we went 34-3 with the Kawhi Leonard team, we set a high bar. And so we've been to the NCAA tournament 7 of the last 10 years, and that's the expectation, and that's our expectation. So if we fall short of that, we're disappointed. So I think it's good to have high aspirations, and as a program, we have them every year.
And then finally, Brian, since you mentioned Kawhi, what was he like on campus? What was he like to coach?
Kawhi was the hardest worker I've ever been around, and I've been around a lot of great players. He was just driven to be great. And the time he spent on his game, I've never seen anything like it. And it's to this day. If he's back in San Diego and he gets in the practice facility, he'll be in there an hour, 2 hours straight. And some guys, when they work out, you can go in and they're going to give you a hug and a handshake. When Kawhi works out, that's the office. You don't interrupt him. He doesn't want to talk until it's over. Once the workout's over, he's as nice a person as you're ever going to meet. But when he's working, he's working.
I got to imagine you use that as an example when you talk to your guys right now.
Oh, absolutely. What better example than Kawhi Leonard, who came here, stayed 2 years, had great success, and now arguably is the best player in the world.
He led San Diego State to the Mountain West Tournament title in 2018. They are 10-0 for the first time in 9 years. They're number 24 in the coaches poll, and they're back at it Wednesday against San Diego Christian. Brian Dutcher is the head coach. Brian, great to have you on. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Have a great day. Brian, thank you. Good to talk to you. Always good to talk San Diego State basketball on the program.